Welcome to Floating NFT Podcast. I'm Shouwen.
And I'm John.
And I'm Noah.
Wow. It has been like 8 months.
It's been a really long time. Yeah.
We took a longer break than what we planned to. And also today is the first time we are in our new, how do you call this, tea space?
Tea studio.
That where we actually do a lot of tea classes and private tea sessions with clients. And here we are to record the podcast.
Yay!
But people, if you are watching this, you might see the background, the light is a little bit...
Looks really good. It's
really good.
For a first time.
You might notice it's especially nice. Noah took a long time to make sure that it looked really nice.
We are last minute people because we have a lot going on and we put this together. But I always believe our contents are very good.
Agreed.
Okay, cool. So let's just get into it.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to brew you the tea that you have been, one of the teas that you have been drinking. Yeah. And people probably can guess what John has been drinking the whole time.
I'm very creative with my choices.
Dongding. So we're going to brew Dongding. And then today I'm going to work on cups. This is one of the things that I try to answer people, because people have been asking me or Noah and say, I normally do solo tea at home. I don't drink tea with a lot of people, and most of the time I drink tea alone. What kind of cups do I use? Well, the answer is very easy. You can choose a cup that will hold the whole thing from either I'm assuming people who ask this question are brewing Kung Fu style teas. So basically, you need a cup that will hold the liquid from your gaiwan or from your clay teapot, basically. But let's talk about size a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And so today you will be drinking most of these teas because I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so we're going to start with, they say, you just have a coffee mug at home.
Mm-hmm.
Will coffee mug work?
Yeah.
In this case, I will say, yes, of course it will work because you will hold the whole liquid. However, my questions always, any of my questions will be when people say yes or something, I will say, is it good?
Mm-hmm.
That will be normally my follow-up question. So today let's work with, is it good? Then what do we do if it's not that good?
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to drink out of the mug for some reason. It's an experience that I've not tried.
Yeah, you probably never do
so
it.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I want to change this experiment a little bit.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. You can. Of course.
Oh, what about the mug?
Yeah, use all of them.
Oh, okay.
But maybe one at a time?
No, just use all of them.
You guys are going to make me drink like 10 cups of tea?
But they kind of break my experiment.
Wait, you want to do it different times?
1 second, cause my, I guess.
Cause it's gonna be harder to. I'm sure it's gonna be harder to do a quick comparison and talk about it if it's like first infusion is this one, second infusion is this one.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Can you say it?
My thought is that we just brew, you fill up 4 different cups.
Okay.
Like brew like 5 infusions and we just kind of like, we can like all taste from them.
Mm-hmm.
But one gross? Infusion at a time? Or no?
Just or pretend that? It's like, you know.
Overall? So you're saying one steep
and then
per,
divide and it into 4
each
cups?
One.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I don't think it's enough liquid.
Yeah, there's not enough liquid.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
So,
we
can compare 2 cups, like 2 really large different material cups. So, give me your glass.
What happens? So, do we want me to just drink it all, or are we going to pass it around? Or
you can drink it all. You too. No problem.
I'm not sick.
But I'm not that close.
You don't know where my mouth is.
I'm not sick yet. You don't know where my mouth has been.
Okay. Wow. You see?
You're your mouth.
I am not.
I keep tabs on your mouth, boy. I know exactly where that thing is going.
So I am not going to drink out of it. Okay, you guys just give me feedback. Right.
Man, we're losing control so
far. Yeah, I know already.
After I drink out of John's cup, I'm going to drink out of all the cups at home. And then you won't know which ones I drink out of.
But I think you can, what we are good at is you got trained quite a lot with us, like how to capture the feelings of the tea. So just like take a feeling. You don't need to drink the whole thing, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to get pretty high. Just get a feeling, and I'm going to pour a second infusion into the glass cup.
Okay.
And see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Then you're going to compare it to the small cups? Is that
and then idea? And then I'm going to do a maybe a cup that can hold the whole liquid in a good. So just like, because the person asks, I do solo tea brewing. How do I work with cups?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that maybe first is one single cup, but size does matter, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's work with one single cup, because later we're going to work with multiple cups, multiple small cups, just like Gongfu tea session.
So what are we comparing? We're comparing large cups to each other and then large cups to small cups?
Yeah. So one large cup. It's just a cup that somebody gave us. Probably massive. Nothing to do with the company. We don't know who this company is. Probably massive production. And then since you have Dongding, you're drinking Dongding for a lot. Like, what does it feel in a... Like, the cup is much bigger than the than the guy one. Is it good?
I'm just thinking about the stuff that I usually expect in this tea.
Good.
I'm looking for the spread to the to the throat. Kind of the
like expansion. Does the liquid have expansion?
And it doesn't. I would say that it does not really have too much expansion this way. It actually, it's getting up, moving up to the roof of my mouth a little bit. And there's definitely not yet. It's not quite getting to the throat. But it is a little bit.
So it's a ceramic mug. Massively produced ceramic mug.
Yeah, and then the other thing I noticed is that it just, like, it's kind of gone already. Like, maybe it's dissipating a little bit fast. Still,
he's like,
not
he's like
bad,
kissing though. Lots of hotties. Oh, that must be John's spit.
So people want to buy these cups. We don't know where to buy it to get an experience, okay?
Oh, man.
You might just gift it to us.
We're going to have to go. We have to create an OnlyFans. It's John. We sell John's pre-tasted cups.
This is horrible. Oh, man.
Sorry.
We got to kick Noah off the podcast. I think it's time.
Say something.
I think he should be the lighting guy from now on.
Behind the scene, sitting on the floor, timing. So take a sip from this cup and the glass. There's a really random glass we grabbed from a shelf.
Wow. Well, the scent is...
Let me see.
The scent is dramatically different. Yeah, the scent really doesn't get...
Sure.
Actually, neither of them. Yeah, neither of them are really... The scent is not doing a lot of good on either of them. Yeah, that one is not good.
Yeah.
That one's not good at all. Yeah, all right, how do you describe why it's not good?
Why is it not good?
I mean, it's just like it just feels like everything is like out of focus. Like there's no, I don't know, like it's very, it's like, it's jagged almost.
Jagged. I agree with that. I was going to say flat and lifeless, but jagged
Yeah, flat, lifeless, and jagged.
It's a good kind of, there's like a, not a sharp in the sense that like, sometimes if you brew tea strong, it'll have like a sharp punchiness. This is kind of like sharp in a way that's like going to cut you.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Since we use a, it regular, just, you know, massive production of porcelain and a massive production of glass, even if it's not massive produced, overall with tea, we do prefer porcelain cups over glass teacups. Mm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, because I think we think porcelain overall, if it's a good enough material, it makes the tea rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at size, you know, the cup is too big. Mm. So when you are at home alone and you say, I just want to use a cup, then maybe choose a cup that is more fit to the your gaiwan size or your teapot size, and then try if it's really that way or not. Not sure.
Yeah, just returning. So going from the glass and returning to the mug, it's way less jagged in this one. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like easier to drink, but it's still like there's still not a lot to grasp.
I feel like when I drink tea, there's like a feeling of in Chinese we use the word peng.
Oh, pong.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm, pong.
Almost a feeling of like there's like a
balloon
expansion inside your mouth, right? Yeah. Like a puff,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Puffs inside of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
And inside of your throat and your body if you're feeling that.
Yeah.
But I feel like glass is kind of like it pops a balloon.
Yes. Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
glass.
Great.
Glass.
That like sharp.
To me, feels like it pops the balloon of the mouth feel.
Mm-hmm.
So then it kind of makes everything kind of flatten out.
Yeah. Mm. Totally.
But maybe the bouquet is more obvious.
Not this one.
These were both pretty rough.
I mean, there's a strong chance that there's some like crystalware that's really nice that would make the bouquet more obvious. But we didn't have one around, so didn't get to try it. Maybe next time.
So this next cup, is actually a handmade cup. Not saying that handmade cup is better than a lot of cups. Sure, we love handmade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this cup, we just talk about size. This size, like, just exactly hold about a gaiwan worth of tea and see if the experience then changed from cup one, cup two, and cup three.
It's definitely, the scent is, it's reaching my nose a lot easier and it feels like it's working better.
Yeah, there's such a big space. You can
still
smell something.
Yeah, I'm getting the puff for sure. Yeah,
good.
The expansion in my mouth is night and day compared to that one.
Mm.
Yeah, like I think I was noticing, like I was in the mug, I was noticing that it was hitting some places, but with this one, with the smaller cup, you can actually see the movement in your mouth. Like you can actually see where it's going and kind of see how it's spreading.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
I know.
and it leaves the impression like afterwards that I'm looking for, you know, like I'm still it's still like in my mouth.
Mm. No, I really want me to pour it into two cups. Hold your horses.
Mm. This is one that I can, I'll drink this one.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
So just to answer, you know, some people's questions, I'm doing tea alone at home. I want to do Gong Fu Cha. What kind of cups do I use? You can use a single cup for sure. No problem. But make sure the cup is, the size is, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just fit in the gaiwan size, but like it can, it's, How do you say it?
Closer to the size.
Yeah,
the
closer to the
size.
So it's not like 80% of the cup is empty. I just have a feeling it doesn't feel good, even though if the cup is actually really good. But even if you, like they say, I believe if you are a Gong Fu tea drinker and then you most of the time are drinking tea alone at home and then you actually somehow buy a lot of small cups at home, because we are all like that. We see cups, we see gaiwans, we want to buy them. So if you have a lot of small cups, you have three, okay? Three small cups at home, two, three, five, whatever. Use them. Who say that you cannot drink two cups of tea? Back to back. So, because it's going to be a different experience. Because this way that you can actually play with cups. And then so this next two or three episodes, we are going to play with cups a little bit. Ooh, the tea thing stand up.
Sounds good.
It's actually quite good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I do use one cup only. And sometimes mm-hmm. I do brew tea when I'm alone in the shop. I do pour tea into two separate cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm at home, I pour into two separate cups.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because sometimes people don't have this size of cups at home. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit bigger, maybe like this size. You know, those are maybe not similar, but for me, it's quite similar. This size teacups are not as available, I think.
Mm-hmm. The glass one was really, really, like, that was the one that was the most dramatically not off good. To me.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to find some good crystalware.
See if it will actually make a difference. Yeah. Yeah.
True.
But really large production glass
mm-hmm.
doesn't usually make things good at all.
Right.
Now you do it in the two separate cups, and you can actually, you know, drink one cup at a time, and then even if you are alone, it's okay to drink two cups of tea.
Yeah. It might feel wrong, but it's a good thing to do. Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's like so much severely better than anything else that we tried today.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Tiny small cups?
Yeah.
You guys feel it that way?
Oh, yeah, without question.
There's not a question about whether this is even close to any, even
no, even this one, yeah, it's way better, even than that one, yeah, it's like,
oh, really?
It's just so, yeah, the expansion is so
everything is much,
this is like what this tea, it feels like this is what the tea is, you know, going for, this is what it's wanting to be.
Wow, good, I didn't taste any of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know how don't taste that in this.
You can try it every time.
I mean.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna drink you guys' saliva.
Yay! Yay.
Yeah. I mean, this one is just
way less movement.
Mm-hmm.
Second one.
Mm.
I don't need to try.
Yeah.
The
don't.
Glass.
Don't. You can trust us on that one.
Pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, that one was good. Yeah.
The shape become more and more clear, and also there's more liveliness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the movement is also become more clear.
Mm-hmm.
So people, be flexible. The way that we like to answer questions is also to let you see. We don't like to tell you what to do, because sometimes in that way then you blindly believe in somebody when they tell you mm-hmm. how to brew tea, how to taste tea, how to do this and how to do that, and you only do that thing. I always feel like when you learn something, learn also the bad size.
Mm-hmm.
So what if somebody tell you, yes, you can use a big cup? There's actually seriously nothing wrong. Who said you cannot use a big cup? But anyway, follow-up question, is it good? Mm-hmm. So you need to know what is good and what is not good to be able to improve and to grow also with your tea drinking. So yes, you can use this one.
Run some experiments at home.
Yeah. That's the tea doesn't
move.
That's always
the best way to learn, for sure.
Use a cup that is, the size is more appropriate for your guy one. Actually, the experience, I would say, overall, quite good.
Yeah.
And
it's nice, but it's to me, it's not compelling to like want to keep going.
And,
When you start getting into the small
And then, cup, you know what? You are not crazy being at home alone and drink three small cups of tea.
Yeah.
Why not? So we are actually going to just close this one.
Maybe you are. Hold on. I'll just say, hold on. I just want to say something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Gong Fu Cha, like this kind of brewing method, is like designed around a small brewing vessel and small cups.
True. Especially Chaozhou style, they do like to run three cups. I have to ask them, why do they like to run three cups? There must be a reason. Like if you see Chaozhou tea brewing, very commonly you see they just pour it out from a gaiwan or a teapot and then three tiny small cups.
So it's been designed around
small cups.
Pots and small cups. It's like drinking a big pot to me, a big cup, even like this kind of a size, is like drinking a big cup of espresso, you know? You know, espresso tastes really good, and maybe you want two or three of them if you're like crazy.
Yeah.
You can handle a lot of caffeine. You know, some people are.
Yeah.
But you'd still want to drink it out of the small cup. You just like muscling through like a whole mug of espresso.
Yeah.
That's like brutal.
Yeah.
But the small one tastes really good.
Yeah.
True.
Like there's a reason it was designed around the wares that it was, you know. That's all.
Excellent.
So I said my piece.
Yeah.
Very good. You always have very insightful and brilliant.
Almost always.
feedback on what we try to say. And say more clearly so that people understand. Not with my weird Chinese English.
I also would say in terms of like experimenting, like for me, even now, drinking that Dongding out of that glass was really cool to see just how dramatically different it is. And like when you're starting off with tea, you know, like I would say I'm still for sure in that camp. It's just like you, like those types of really dramatic comparisons are super helpful just to like get that sense of like, we're not talking about like minuscule differences. We're talking about like, it's really dramatically different.
Try it in a paper cup.
You know? Right. Yeah. I would, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Try it in a paper cup, try it in a glass cup, try it in a plastic cup.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you need to know what really makes you. So there's bad tea that make your tea taste bad. But sometimes because you brew it bad or you brew it in the wrong teaware, teacups, you also make the experience bad. And we need to know that to contrast then what is really good with exactly the same good tea. You know, I think that's very important for people who practice tea and want to go deeper with tea. And so I would say episode one.
Yeah.
The comeback episode one, very simple and good. And we are so glad to be here. And so that's it, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.